Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
California.
Here's a guy who hasn't learned his lesson, or excuse me, hasn't been able to learn a lesson from others' mistakes. That would be not that. It would be Paul George getting an ESPN free agency special. It won't quite be the decision, but Paul George will turn his free agency into a media event. George will document the process in a three-part series for SportsCenter, ESPN announced on Monday. George has yet to officially opt out of his final year with the Thunder, but he's expected to this week. Part one of the series will examine his rise to NBA stardom. It will air on Tuesday. The third and final installment will be shown after his future plans are made public. So he's got ESPN cameras following him to make a, I guess, documentary about his free agency.
Docuseries.
Docuseries.
Oh, this is like Tom versus Time.
It is. It's like Tom versus Time.
So cool.
But with like a purpose and focus on free agency, which pretty much is like The Decision, but not as bad. For what? What's the point of this? What's the point? You know what? If it wasn't already like decided in some back room somewhere.
You know what I do like, though? I like the draft story stuff. You know, where these kids, you know, you come up and you play ball for like 2 or 3 years, and next thing you know, you're getting ready for the NBA, and you don't have money. You just remember the Ben Simmons one. I remember watching that one. I enjoyed that.
Do you have the?
Because it goes back to the AAU days and shows you the growth prior to getting to this crap. I could care less about these guys hitting free agency.
Do you see that piece of paper in front of you? No, up there. It says Lakers pitch. Do you know what that is?
What?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what that is. Zoe doesn't know. We printed this out. We put it on the desk in front of us.
Okay.
Here's another report on Paul George. The Lakers are making a video, a pitch video, some sort of production going into their pitch to Paul George. SI.com got a hold of the leaked voiceover proposal that appears to be a pitch that is aimed at Paul George. The name of this produced film will be Two Dreams. It makes frequent references to his hometown of Palmdale, California. And SI.com has received, someone leaked it to them. The actual text of the voiceover work that needs to be taped.
Oh, don't even tell me it's like Matthew McConaughey or the Coors guy.
No, they're putting it out to like a voiceover person. The guys that do voiceover work for movies, TV, radio, all that stuff. So this is the order that was sent to a voiceover artist. And in the instructions, it says the following. Less Morgan Freeman / Denzel Washington.
What?
And more Jamie Foxx.
See, so Hardy's a voice guy. He knows what that means, right?
I don't know what that means.
Well, no, they don't. They don't want it stately and refined.
They want it off the cuff.
They want it cool,
right?
And they want it
cool. They want it hip,
seductive.
So they're saying that Morgan Freeman and the other guy are too old.
Denzel
Washington.
So I think it's only.
I think it's
only appropriate that we find out what it would be if it were Morgan Freeman-esque. The voiceover, and
I know what you're doing
has
now.
The text.
I know what you're
we
doing
printed
now.
Out the text that was leaked to SI.com, and now I think we should have Zoe read the text and do the voiceover work for the Lakers in the Morgan Freeman voice, just so they know what they're missing out on, or they reconsider and say, you know what, maybe we do want something more stately.
Some a role play. Some a character play.
Well, you do a great Morgan Freeman.
That's right.
And now you don't have to think of your lines. You can just read them. So
well,
here we
started
go.
Now. This so is, this Paul, is Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman is
talking
here
from my
and this is the
my
Paul,
live ISDN line in my house.
This is the Paul George pitch video.
We built it on
produced
talk to
for
Shawshank.
The Lakers.
Yeah, we were tarring that roof one day.
Take one.
And Andy and the boys built me a studio up top. So here we go, Lakers pitch. When you were just a wee little kid in your room, dreaming. From Palmdale. Where's Palmdale? Is that like Palmdale, Arizona? I was in the clink once in Palmdale.
And take two.
We were dreaming
let's go
too.
From, let's go from the top. Here we go.
All right.
And rolling.
When you were just a little kid. Second one.
And take three.
In your room.
We're
dreaming
from
Palmdale. From
the top. Let's go again from the top. Here we go. And rolling.
We were dreaming too.
From the top,
dreaming
please.
About you. Oh, I can't do it all the way from the top.
We're gonna
I gotta
it from
get into
the top.
My voice mode.
We're gonna try and get into one,
okay.
one take here, please, right. Morgan.
Morgan
and...
Freeman from top of Shawshank Redemption. No, that's the name of the movie.
All right.
This is Morgan Freeman speaking from top where we tarred the roof in the Shawshank.
Just as written, please, Mr. Freeman, and we're gonna go with take four, rolling, and go.
When you were just a kid. In your room, dreaming from Palmdale. We were dreaming, too. While you dreamt, we built for your arrival.
That's pretty good, huh?
Just as it's written, please, Mr. Freeman, we'll pick it up from there.
And while we dream.
Wait till we give you the cue and rolling.
You built, too, becoming one of the world's greatest at what you do. Life's most powerful dream is the one that we realize ourselves. I really got that one, too. Starting to be more like the other guy, the James Earl Jones.
Just the lines as written, please.
The ones that turn us into legends. That kid from Little Palmdale always know. Now that the world will, too, know you.
pretty good. There is still some
thank you.
Ad-libbing in there.
Thank you.
What it reads is, when you were just a kid in your room,
just a little
dreaming,
kid getting three squares
like,
a day.
You're like, is that what we wrote?
Dreaming from Palmdale.
When you were a little kid saying, I'd love to play for them Lakers if they gave me three packs of smokes.
Can't put this toothpaste back in the tube.
That tall drink of water, that kid Andy, I had my money on him.
I think we take that up and we produce it up and make some for takeaways. We make a nice little
we're
pitch.
Gonna,
nice.
Yes, we are going to put some very
put
dramatic
it with my other good
music for
stuff.
Movie
yeah.
trailer music. Yes, please. And it read, in case you couldn't pick it up in all those takes, when you were just a kid in your room dreaming from Palmdale, we were dreaming too. While you dreamt, we built for your arrival. Oh, and while we dreamt, hard. You built too, becoming one of the world's greatest. Life's most powerful dreams are the one. Wait, life's most powerful dream are? This isn't even proper English.
I know, that's why I had to ad-lib. Who typed this up, Tom?
Life's most powerful... I'll change it. Life's most powerful dreams are the ones we realize ourselves. The ones that turn us into legends.
The ones that we realize ourselves. The ones that we turn into legends.
That kid from Palmdale always knew it. Now the world will, too.
Tall drink of water from Palmdale now becomes a Laker. You know, they let us watch those Laker games back in the day. Then games against the Celtics were legendary. We'd go outside in the schoolyard and we'd pretend that I was Larry Bird and he was a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I must have hung 43 on Andy that day. He had a good first step, but his crossover dribble didn't cut it.
I still don't get the Jamie Foxx, though.
But, you see, Jamie Foxx disguises his voice as five different ways. It's not like, if you hear Morgan Freeman, you know Morgan Freeman. Mm. You hear Denzel, you know Denzel.
One more quick report, LeBron.
What's he doing, like on a living color?
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, says LeBron, quote, has no intention of hearing elaborate pitch meetings from teams.
Oh, thank God.
At most, the veteran and his agents could meet with team owners or high-level officials. No. Doesn't want elaborate pitches. You know what he doesn't want? He doesn't want the Durant thing.
Right.
He doesn't want the team showing up, Tom Brady showing up. Nope. He wants your owner and your GM to show up, basically.
Bring your accountant.
Yeah,
bring the owner
bring
and bring your
whoever,
accountant, and
bring
that's
your,
it.
Bring your owner and whoever runs the basketball operation.
And your checkbook.
So, like, Wick, Danny, go. Go make the pitch.
You have to take Brad.
Do you?
Yeah, you got to take Brad to that one.
All right.
Because you're dealing with a different player.
Bring the three of them. Whatever.
Yeah. I think the Celtics may be the only one.
Who's going to have a better trio of people to show up if that's who you're bringing?
Nobody.
Head coach, GM, or president of basketball, and your head coach. Which team is going to show up with a better trio?
Nobody.
Name me the team.
That's where you have the advantage.
I believe they do.
No,
if he's got an open mind, the Celtics are going to have a good pitch here.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
And if he's going to give you a meeting, don't you think that he would want to talk to Brad?
You want no frills, bland meeting with no bells and whistles? Just send Brad. That's it. Send Brad with a bottle of ginger ale.
Oh,
that's it.
No, the dessert with the crushed up pretzels.
What is
and the cream cheese?
Right. Have his wife come in with the Tupperware. With the Pyrex dish.
There's your trio. Brad, his wife, and
Tracy.
His kid.
Have Tracy bring in the Pyrex dish with the dessert. Here, LeBron. I don't know if you're a sweets guy, but try this. We'll make you a sweets guy. Even Zoe loves it. That's what his pitch should be.
Even
Zolak likes
it.
Next shirt. Even Zoe likes it.
Even Zoe likes it. Next shirt.
Brad in a breaking down film. That's it.
That is no frills.
That doesn't sound like fun.
But that's not what he's looking for. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls coming up next. A couple of interesting things in the NBA. Paul George and now Zoe voice tracking his movie in L.A., The Pitch. Also, Julian Edelman had his appeal. His appeal was heard yesterday. We'll touch on that and your calls on the Bruins at Celtics as well. Don't go anywhere.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Edelman appeal was heard yesterday. 4-game PED suspension. Went to arbitration, mounting a vigorous appeal and defense of an issue with the paperwork. Not an issue with the PP sample. An issue with paperwork is what he had an issue with. The results. Not the testing, not the sample. I've never heard of this. I've never heard someone say, you didn't have your paperwork in order, therefore I get off. I've never heard that happen, but here we are. The only thing that hasn't happened yet is the NFL announcing his 4-game suspension, which they will not announce until after this appeals process is exhausted. So right now, pretty much no news is good news. Right? If there's no news of a suspension, it's good. But I think if he wins the appeal, we will hear about it. They will tell people. They will alert the media that he has won the appeal. Same way it happened when Richard Sherman won his appeal.
That was different, though.
I think he's got a chance. I don't know what the specific protocols are that they are calling into question. But if there were rules about paperwork that were not followed, then I could see them saying, therefore, this is invalid. And, we don't think that the testing was at fault, but we think, rules are rules. I think there is a possibility that he gets off on a technicality, if what his side claims is true. I don't know if it is. I have a hard time believing them. I don't have a...
Plus, you nailed him for something that's not even on the list. Like, you don't even know what he's guilty of. But he's guilty of something.
Well, the published list, I mean, if they have updated samples of new drugs to stay ahead of the testers, and one of our callers actually suggested that there are new samples in the systems now because of the Russian doping scandal, because they had chemically engineered new PEDs and new anabolic agents, that because they had done that, there's now combinations of drugs that have different markers, and they've now matched them up and added new drugs that did not exist 3 years ago or were not known about that now do exist. They've added them into the database. So, I'm not caught up in it wasn't on the list. They obviously knew he was on something, and they've determined what it is. They're not going through this now because they've told him we have no idea. No, they've told him what it is now. They've told him what it is that he has tested positive for. They know the substance. He's going to have a hard time arguing that.
See, I don't think he's arguing. He's obviously not arguing that.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's not. They're saying there's an issue with the paperwork and chain of command and handling the results. Not the sample, the results. I think there's a chance. I'd give him a chance. He's got nothing to lose.
He's got a pretty good legal team, but we also thought that was Brady, too.
That's if they're telling the truth, and I have a hard time believing them. I'd say he's got a 95% chance of losing.
So you're saying there's a shot?
I'm saying there is a shot.
Thanks, Lloyd.
All right?
Yeah.
If they're telling the truth and if they are good for them.
See, the Richard Sherman one, though, where you're mishandling samples, that one is just much more egregious than screwing up paperwork. But I understand protocol.
Let's say he does win the appeal. Do you think he wasn't on PEDs?
No.
No, I don't either. No. Is anyone going to believe that?
No.
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 No. Is anyone going to care?
No.
No.
Care if he's on him or not on him.
No one's going to care.
It's like part of the accepted culture.
Yes. We've got some calls on the line. Let's get to the Mark in Medford on the pursuit of John Tavares.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
If the Bruins happen to win this John Tavares sweepstakes, that'd be great. But the only thing that worries me is that even if they dump a Krejci and Backus' salary, will they have enough money there for next season to sign guys like McAvoy and DeBrusk and Donato? And for all of you that don't believe that this Tavares thing could happen, read Ty Anderson's article. That kid's great.
Yes, Ty Anderson is great. 98.5thesportshub.com. Mm. You're absolutely right.
FaceTime's Jimmy Stewart all the time. How about that? They don't talk. They don't text each other. They FaceTime each other to talk hockey.
Really?
Yeah.
That is
Jimmy
bizarre.
Said that yesterday. Good FaceTime discussion yesterday on Felger and Mass. What are you going to pay this guy, though?
A lot of money,
really
double
in,
digits.
You're in for that.
$11 million a year? What does that matter?
Keeps you top heavy again.
Between Krejci and Backus right now, you're paying over 13.
True.
Here's my question. So Mark in Medford has a question. Well, if you get Tavares, you're going to have the money to pay. Well, how about if you still have Krejci and Backus? Are you going to have the money to pay all those guys? The same problem exists already. That's a problem that already exists. So that has nothing to do with it. That should not hinder you in any way.
Yeah, they're past that, though. I mean, if you're in on it, you're already paying, like you said, too. You're paying what the guy asked for.
Tim and Bill Ricca on the NBA Awards last night. Did you watch that thing, Tim?
I watched some of it, but I couldn't bring myself. I was curious to see like who actually won Rookie of the Year and Coach of the Year, which is why I called. Coach of the Year is a guy who got fired. I want to emphasize that, fired. And Rookie of the Year was Ben Simmons, who was A, not even a rookie, and B, can't shoot. So my obvious Celtics bias aside, it just seemed ridiculous. It seems like it's turning into like a more of a popularity contest. It seems like more like the WWE. I expect Ronda Rousey and Rusev to come out of nowhere, and you know Randy Orton to
Tim,
RKO
somebody. You weren't surprised by the Coach of the Year, though. You know that's been pretty much a lock for months.
Yes, but I didn't like all the grab ass. I feel like it's just one long, drawn-out podcast. There's so much grab ass. There's like 12 minutes of content in like a 2.5-hour program.
Right, so why did you watch?
What award show is it?
That's why I asked you, Tim. Why did you watch that, dreck?
Like I said, I watched a little bit here and there, and it was I got two TVs in the living room, so I had it muted on the other TV, and when something would pop up like,
now you're making excuses for yourself. My first question to you was, you watched that? I feel that way about any of these award shows. The NHL awards. I don't watch those. NBA awards. No thanks. What's the point of this?
That's a shame for Jason Tatum came on so good at the end of the year, too. He got better as the year went on. Now, they don't vote on the playoffs.
The
right?
only
do they?
The
Or do they factor that in?
NFL awards? Junk. Garbage.
Crap.
The night before the Super Bowl? Who watches that junk? I've watched the NFL awards show exactly one time. I remember where I was when I watched it. It was the night before the Patriots Seahawks Super Bowl.
And you're stuck in a hotel.
I was stuck in a hotel and I was packing.
Yeah.
Because I was leaving right after the game the next night. So I had to get all my stuff in order and pack from the 8 days we had spent there. And it was an early night because we had to be at the stadium really early. And I watched it.
You get the NFL.
It was like on in the background. And I thought, this is such a horrible, boring show. People watch this? That was my thought.
They've really tried to blow that thing out over the years, too. But I think the only really good award out of that is the Man of the Year. Yeah, that's really only good story where you get three guys up for it, and for any charitable work that they
do
outside.
I'll wait for the tweet.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm good.
Yeah, but you get to know more about those guys. That's
I asked
the only
him
one
right off the bat. You watch that, then he complains about the show. This is why you shouldn't watch it.
Yeah,
this is why you shouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah,
to yourself.
Two TVs on.
Okay, the
fun night.
The Coach of the Year thing expected. Did you think Ben Simmons was going to win Rookie of the Year though?
I thought Tatum.
No, I didn't think it was Tatum. No. I thought it was going to be Donovan Mitchell. I was surprised it wasn't him. That one was a legitimate surprise to me. I'm surprised they gave it to Ben Simmons. Do I give any like real thought to that or care at all? No.
How about Harden getting MVP?
Who cares who wins Rookie of the Year? Who cares? It's not something to care about, guys. Just because the sport tells you you should care about it doesn't mean you have
to. Well, when your team's young and you love the build and the process, you're rooting for your own rookies. So,
like, what does that mean at the end of your career? Oh, I was rookie of the year. So? Did you
win? Breakout player.
How many rings did you get?
LeBron not winning MVP every year is just stupid anyways.
Right, it's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't care, though.
Harden
on,
beat
the
LeBron.
MVP.
Yeah, Harden was all pissed off that he didn't win it last year, and he's been pissed off before. But is there any more clear-cut choice for MVP than LeBron James?
Nope, there never will be as long as he's playing.
probably not, unless he plays with Kevin Durant and or Paul.
Unless he gets old.
If they put together the super team in L.A. And it's Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and LeBron James.
I think MVPs are never the most valuable guy. It's the best player award. They should rename them. Best player. Who had the best year?
I could see LeBron getting pissed off because this type of year where...
And this was one of his best years
ever. He basically carried him. This is the one...
But however you judge it, it's him.
Yes.
It's him.
He's the guy.
Whether you're judging it about who is the most valuable, which he was to the Cavaliers, no one player was more valuable to their team than LeBron James was to the Cavaliers. All right, it's not about that. It's the best player in the league. Oh, well, then it's still LeBron James. It's still him. It's not James Harden. And the coach of the year thing.
So when are the ESPYs coming up? Let's make sure we watch those. Another good sports award show.
I hate that show.
The first, like, 10 minutes of it are usually worth it. And then that's when you exit. You let the comedian roast everybody, and then you turn it off.
Yeah. Do it like the NFL Network, Top 100. Just make it a show.
Speaking of which, that ended last night, right? Brady was number one again?
Yeah.
Numero uno.
Yeah.
Good. At least they got it right.
Does anybody care about that either?
Nope, but they got it right. Good for them.
I think they have my voice on there.
And that's about where
it's the only way I care.
Okay. Headlines
good,
with
good
Hardy.
Promos.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Mike Trout and the Angels are in town tonight for the first of three as the Red Sox homestand continues. David Price will get the start, 8-5 on the year, the 3.81 ERA. Angels have lost three straight coming into tonight's game. Steve Conroy, the Boston Herald, says he hears it'll be Don Sweeney, Cam Neely, and Bruce Cassidy making the pitch to John Tavares today in L.A., where it is believed the 27-year-old center is looking for someone to pay him around or more than $11 million a year. Bruins development camp also underway today at the Warrior Ice Arena. As we were just discussing, no awards for the Celtics last night. In the NBA awards, Ben Simmons got Rookie of the Year, Dwayne Casey Coach of the Year, and LeBron James finished a distant second to James Harden for League MVP. Also today, World Cup action with Denmark and France playing to a scoreless draw. Peru beat Australia 2-0. Later will be Nigeria and Argentina playing at 2 o'clock. And Iceland plays Croatia coming up at 2 o'clock as well. Headlines are brought to you by D'Amico Dental Care in Watertown. Tony Maz's dentist celebrating 25 years. If you break a tooth, do what Maz did. Get a crown in a single visit. D'Amico, DMD.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I was working part-time in the five and dime. My boss is Mr. McGee.
Wrong song.
Wrong song. His songs are good. They all are. You should revive some of them. Why don't you put Cream in the mix?
Joe Haggerty has this from 4 minutes ago during the break.
Pork chop.
Word on the street is that it was Cam Neely, Don Sweeney, and Bruce Cassidy making up the Bruins contingent, meeting with John Tavares in L.A. today. No current players. Bruins keeping it simple and about the hockey.
Subdued. A little golf shirt, maybe some khaki pants. No suits. You got Babcock and the rest of them getting out of their limo. Get a little Plum Chowder dog around here. We drove the limo over at Brendan Shanahan. I opened the door for him. There's some guy over there. He's got the TV on from up in Canada. I said, you're for the hockey guy. I said, sure. Mike Babcock. You know? The boat.
What's going on behind you now, Rex?
There's guys getting in the cars, and they got bags.
What, are you guys here for the John Tavares sweepstakes?
No. The Lightning are getting a meeting as well, by the way. The Lightning. How excited would Bonesy be? All righty, if Bonesy got to call games with John Tavares next year, Bonesy.
Well, where would he be calling him?
Oh, wait, sorry. Bonesy is Toronto. Why was I thinking about Michigan?
Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan and Espo.
No, Bonesy is what Joe's talking about. Toronto.
Espo. Bonesy.
It would be amazing.
What did Espo say? Oh, he's a hell of a player.
I'm thinking Bonesy because he said he had a hotel room in Tampa.
Yeah.
I had the hotel room booked in Tampa, but let me tell you something. I booked one out there in what they call La La Land and went out there just to kind of see the goings-on there for the Tavares sweepstakes, and that's a lot like the Canadian lottery, you know, and that kind of sweepstakes. Everyone's got a chance. Yeah, we're seeing it here now, eh?
I don't know what the heck he's saying, but Miller's just there.
We're
talking, but I don't.
Can't
tell what to say from up here.
I was out there in LA for that sweepstakes. I couldn't find a crawler to save my life. I walked to 3-4 different places, and as for a crawler, they look like I had horns growing out of my head. You know. What do you think, Mr. Bones?
It's hot there in La La Land.
Oh,
doesn't get hot like that in Canada.
Sweated my Tuca off.
Tuca, that's on playing in net.
Oh, Tuca, he's a good netminder.
That's a big, big goal.
Dylan in Chelmsford on the Celtics today. Dylan?
Hey, guys. I just wondering, since the Kawhi reports came out, I've never heard Hayward's name brought up in a trade. I was wondering if you guys think it's wrong to trade him after 5 minutes in the Celtics uniform.
Yeah, it doesn't quite feel right. What do you think, Dylan?
I don't know. I mean, I guess given the relationship between him and Stevens, I could see them not wanting to let that go just yet. But, I mean, we made it pretty damn far without him. And I think Kawhi would really just solidify us.
Except Kawhi's here for 1 year and he's out the door. And here's the problem I have with that. What does that say to every free agent you talk to in the future?
You're keeping Hayward because this guy chose to come here.
You made a nice pitch to him,
but
you told him how committed you were to him. He comes, and then you trade him a year later. That would signal to every free agent in the future, if the Celtics tell us they really want us and we're a great fit and they're committed to us, we can't believe them. And that's a dangerous place to put yourself, especially now. The Celtics, all of a sudden, a team that can get a free agent. First it was Horford, then it's Hayward. Yeah. I mean, what? You don't want to ruin that. Keep that thing going as long as you possibly can. And I think in this league, it's a league where players like to, you know, have their butts kissed by their teams, and you don't want to run afoul of that. You don't want to get in trouble there. Dave in New Hampshire on the Patriots. Dave.
Hold on. So if we're not going to have Edelman for 4 games, I was thinking it's kind of a long shot, but someone with good hands who's a big target is the 36-year-old Vincent Jackson.
B-Jax. Didn't he file his retirement papers already, though? He's, like, committed to not playing. Yeah,
Vincent Jackson.
I'm pretty sure Vincent Jackson.
What are we doing today? How many times he played a slot?
No,
he's
doesn't
not
fit.
A slot guy.
Sorry, he doesn't even fit. No. I'm just talking about he's not coming back.
5 years ago, when he was in with the Chargers, where'd he end up? Tampa. Got all that money there. Good God!
I read a couple of stories on him. Here's one of them.
So potentially not having Edelman for 4 games, and now all of a sudden it's Vincent Jackson's name that pops up.
2 weeks after the season ended, he went full go into his other business ventures. He's got a real estate business and restaurants.
Nice.
And he is fully invested in his business.
He's lunch right now.
Yeah, and he gave a quote that he was very happy to not be playing football anymore.
Yeah.
That
sounds like a guy that's committed.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was that, hey, my body. It was he doesn't want to physically. He's had enough.
Yeah.
He'd had enough football. That physically he didn't want to do it anymore.
Seems like an ideal signing.
Yeah. He's not coming back. He's not playing. He's done. He's done with football. He's one of the guys that walked away and didn't think twice. Is not trying to squeeze every last, you know, bit out of his career. He's made a lot of money. He's got other interests, and he's on to those interests. He's done. He's all done. What if they are without him for 4 games? You concerned? You heard anything on Eric Decker yet?
I've heard nothing. Crickets. Doesn't seem like that'll happen. Doesn't seem like they're interested. Or they'd have been in on that. You sort of get ready for this. And if the rumors are out there about Edelman, you start structuring things. I don't know. I mean, I think you're going to see more two-back stuff. If you put one of the guys on the slot, you're going to flex James White out. He's going to pick up some of that role. You got to be multifaceted now for 4 games. It's all about motion and misdirection and trips right. You're going to balance things. It's going to be a tough one for Josh McDaniels. Because what's the tight end's head like starting here? Should be good to go. And you got to worry about saving him, too, for 16 games. You know, these first four games are what? It's extensions of the preseason. That's what they like to call them.
Someone sent me a link yesterday that his wife is now booked for a Country 102.5, one of our new sister stations.
Street Party 2.
Street Party. Happening in September.
Said Street Meet.
On Lansdowne Street.
Not Street Meet.
Lansdowne Street. Street Party number 2.
That thing was packed. I guess Sarge went to that first
Jesse James Decker is booked for the Street Party.
Now you can enter for tickets at our new wonderful company. And you win
a free ticket Friday.
Sarge won that. He went to the, he was shaking hands and giving salutes at the last Country Street Fest. Yeah. We'll have to put in for that one. Recruit him.
Bonus free ticket Monday.
Yeah.
How's the coffee maker doing? Coffee maker working?
Yeah.
Any updates on that?
Oh, things look like they're pretty smooth over there right now. What do we get over
there? Zo's our guy. Zo's our guy as far as inter-office, you know, coffee maker updates, ice cream updates. Zoe will have.
What if I start sabotaging things over there? Like, all of a sudden, you know, the coffee maker's not working.
I fully expect you to.
Somehow the toilet's not working or something. Hey, how'd that t-shirt get in there? I don't know.
Zoe's going to really endear himself to everybody who works there already.
No private bathrooms over there. That's what we heard.
Oh. Oh, God.
Excuse really? Community bathrooms, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, that's bad for the community. That's what I would say.
When's Howie get there?
That's bad for the community with Zoe in the house.
Me? Howie.
You know, a lot of people.
Windship. Howie, Windship. It's like the worst.
We do have a lot of bathrooms in our current building. There are a lot.
You could go to a lot of different
There's
places.
There's a million privacy, different yes. bathrooms.
Yep. Yep. You got a shower over there? New place?
Shower. A shower?
Yeah, they have a shower there?
Yes.
A locker room?
They do a locker room. I heard there was a locker room.
I couldn't tell
you where it is.
You almost spend the whole day there if you want, right, Jim?
Could live there. Yeah. Needed to.
Yeah. Wow, you're here a lot.
617-779-0985.
Those emails are going out all day.
I may never go home. I may never go home.
Is there a good spot for Jim to sleep on those late night Sunday night games?
Hey, Jim, think about that.
Yeah, late Jim. Night,
I'm not sure about that. I haven't scouted that out yet.
You could sleep right in the middle of that communal room.
Sleep in the news gathering area.
Yeah.
Late night sleeping in. I got a pull-out couch in my house, Jim.
We'll find you a closet.
You want to come to my house? Feel free.
You can sleep in Big Mike's office. He's got a nice, probably nice, cushy office here.
Gonna need a pry. Yeah, that's tough. You're gonna have to scout places for you to
Might
put
have to
your,
get a hotel,
mattress.
Jim. Never know.
Might have to do those things.
Might be an easy drive home for you from there.
Easy drive home. The drive home at 2 o'clock in the morning is not the problem. It's the drive back 4 hours later.
Oh, that's when you like feel like death.
Jim, I have to tell you this, Jim. Zoe has said to me no less than a half a dozen times during the show today, off the air. We got to get to Sarge. We got to get to Sarge.
I heard he was great yesterday.
He missed the takeaways yesterday. He desperately wants to hear all of Sarge's contributions.
I missed it, and I came in, and Fred was breaking my balls. He said, man,
he's been bugging me the whole day to play. Can we play it for him next? Can we
it's
do
not
that?
Not going to take long, yeah.
Okay, we'll do it next.
What?
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zoe's back today, as you can hear.
Yes, sir.
In case you didn't realize it. After a couple of days off.
So it's better yesterday than with having me here?
Well, Friday was a good show. Jones was in with McCone. Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, you did the post-Celtic stuff.
Yeah.
Post-draft stuff.
We had fun with that.
Love that kid.
We had a good time.
Went on a bender. Mr.
Jones. Mr. Jones in here. Jonesy. Jonesy was in on Friday. We had a nice show. Hardy was off that day as well. Hardy was back yesterday, so he was in your place.
Welcome back.
Sarge was doing the show from over there.
So Sarge got in on the Slack, our little back-and-forth thing on Sunday night. Asked Jim to add him.
I'm what? Distracted. I'm not often. What is that?
It's a nub. It's a little piece of salami. End of salami.
There's a bunch of big, like, tubes of meat in there from, like, Boar's Head.
Okay. All right.
So, just broke into them.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Anyway, sorry. I don't usually do that. But Sarge was in, and you wanted to hear what he contributed to the show, because happened yesterday was T-Bone took everything he contributed and strung it together.
Well, because Sarge asked to be added to all the notes to be in the loop so he could add a lot to the show yesterday.
Yes, he wanted to be
That's
prepared.
Nice. That's nice. Get prepared and be sort of that third voice.
So you wanted to see how the prep paid off.
So T-Bone strung everything together, all of Sarge's contributions to the Zolak and Bertrand Midday Show.
Yeah, you ready for it?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, Sarge.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. Already. That was very official.
Already.
4 hours of that. Get ready for that. Do you remember that, Sarge?
No, I didn't watch that show. I didn't watch
God,
it. No.
That's what it reminded me of.
That kind of goes back to Aaron Hernandez with his wife going after the Patriots for the money on that. So the Red Sox,
yeah,
probably
different CBA, though.
But still similar. It just happened last Thursday in Hyannis. A state police trooper was exposed to it.
Right,
huh. The ultimate smorgasbord call.
Huh.
Cheap shot.
Oh,
oh man, what's going
on?
It
was a prank call.
First 5 minutes of this hour. Oof.
He's been posting on social media from the Dominican. He is not in the States.
With a stogie. Caller's right, though. Sox did dodge one. They dodged a big PR bullet. 2018.
There it is.
It can't be.
4 hours
it's impossible.
That's what you got.
It's impossible.
The entirety of him cracking the mic other than headlines over 4 hours.
He got paid for that.
And then when the question there where I said, do you remember that, Sarge? I was talking about the show Lost. And the reason why I looked at him and asked him was because he perked up and turned his mic on.
Oh.
So I thought, oh, Sarge knows what I'm talking about. And then he's like, oh, no, no. What are we doing here?
Did he bring all his belts?
No.
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 Well, I'm kind of glad I wasn't here yesterday.
What's that? He's been posting on social media from the Dominican.
Sure has.
He's not in the States.
With a stogie.
With a stogie. With a stogie.
Good morning.
I was like, right away, already like, oh, boy.
Not, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing, man? Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam. Good evening. Good evening, mother.
And that's what we did yesterday.
Wow. Oh, he must have been really tired from the weekend or something. You know, just, it's not normal Sarge. Or else you didn't let him in a lot.
I mean normal Sarge? Well, you mean not
Sarge
normal.
Usually chimes in a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not yesterday.
Mm.
Subdued. He was subdued. 617-779-0985. That's what you got yesterday. Zoe's happy that he wasn't here to deal with it.
Yeah. Did he add anything to Slack? He didn't like add anything?
No, nothing was put in there, right?
He just wanted to be in the loop.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he did not have a takeaway.
Yeah, and then he didn't even
How
have
does
one.
He not have a takeaway?
Didn't even have one. He had all day to come up
He's
with
always
something.
Pimping something. You know, some side freak show, barbecue that he's working.
Got a charity basketball, charity golf tournament coming up.
You know,
right?
Just come in and take a picture with the checks in the back room. They said start packing things up, so I got out all the big checks that they got in storage.
Yeah.
Taking pictures with those for future charities that I will be endorsing.
Hey, speaking of...
We have what could be a development. The warm line is ringing.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
no. Why do you think?
Because he heard his name. Hello?
Call the morning
show. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, Sarge. Hello, Sarge.
There you go.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? What can we do for you?
I was just tired yesterday. You're right. It was one of those days. Recovery Monday.
I'm not doing this.
You hung up on him.
No.
Why'd you do
That's
that?
Rude. Just seen if my thing was working.
That
again.
Is yeah. rude.
You think he's not going to call
you
back?
Also,
you think he's not
no,
going to call
you know
back?
What?
Why don't
no,
you call back
he
five
won't.
Times?
Yeah, I will. Give Sarge a little bit of credit. Yeah. He's not going to call back.
Yes, he will.
No.
Yes, he will.
No, he will
no
not.
Pride. He has no pride.
No, he will not.
No pride.
I give him credit.
Zero.
No, but you know what he'll do? He'll take to Twitter.
Start railing on people like Roman Reigns sucks. Should use shampoo. I'd get a haircut if I was him.
Sarge had a rough day. He was accused of being a thief by Touch Ridge.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
How was it? I didn't hear all.
Yeah,
that.
It was. Fred really a lot thought of he took allegations the remote. Being thrown around.
Took the remote.
He didn't.
He didn't. It turned out he didn't. No one took the remote.
What did he even do with the remote?
It was in the next office. I got one last week.
Oh, the
Remember?
Xfinity remote. I thought it was these remotes.
No, the Xfinity remotes.
And by the way, the remotes are nice, but if you are an Xfinity subscriber, can't you just get a new remote, like ask him for one and you'll get
you
one?
You can, but I can tell you what I did with the one they sent me. I put it right in a drawer in the TV stand because I know at some point my kids will destroy yet another TV remote.
That's exactly where
they
mine
throw
went.
Them, huh?
Yeah,
wait until I need one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want one, if you're on the Xfinity platform, can't you just call them and say, hey,
absolutely.
Can I get a new remote?
You absolutely can walk into one of their locations or call them.
So
they'll get you a new one.
Why was Maz sending out memos and making phone calls to see if he could take that free remote, the remote that was addressed to somebody else? Isn't that what happened? Maz saw a remote back there in a box marked for Rich, and he wanted it.
Oh.
And was, like, making phone calls.
Does he want one?
Yeah.
We can get him one if he wants one.
Well, yeah, everybody. If he can
there,
get...
there were, like, eight of them in here.
Yeah, I think you could get one for free from Xfinity.
Right.
Yes.
With the station, you mean the company that airs his television show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be easy to do.
Not only that, we know people.
Yeah, I mean, he's making like $1 million bucks a year, too.
They are one of our partners. We love everybody at Xfinity.
Yeah.
I love X1.
I like, hey, remote, turn a channel to this channel. Like,
I never watch Oprah. So last week, put on the Oprah channel.
Boom. You know, boom. There it is.
Can't remember the number, but I couldn't be able, I wouldn't be able to do that.
He didn't
that
call back.
Voice, yeah, we tweeted.
Was right.
Coward of the year, Scott Zolak.
Coward
of the year. Coward of the county. At least I'm not coward.
He's calling you yellow.
What, yellow? Right here, Sarge.
Call back in. You know you will. You know you want to.
You know when that coward of the county got done, not a Gatlin boy
coward
was standing.
Of the county. That was a Kenny Rogers song.
Hell yes, it was.
Damn right.
It was my favorite song when I was a little boy. Coward of
really?
The county. I love that song. Had on 45.
I like The Gambler. Used to work out a little bit to that, too. My dad had some weird music he used to make me work out to. You know?
YMCA.
Sometimes you got to gamble. You got to stick it in the hole. Fire that ball in there. You got to gamble sometimes.
Yep. All right. 90
yeah,
seconds
Hardy's
here. No
do
commercials.
Headlines. Coming back on the other side. The latest on the Kyrie Irving saga and his movie, Uncle Drew. He was in New York. We'll get to him next.